Thank you very much. That was extremely interesting, and I have a number of questions I'm very anxious to ask, but let me open it up to you to ask any questions you would like. We still have about 17 minutes, so do any of you have questions? Please, sir, if you could stand and state your name and where you're from, and then allow the translation.
Thank you for presentations. I'm Roman Lunkin. I'm from Russia, from Moscow. And I have questions also for Valon Mordezai about that subject. Do you have the interreligious dialogue in Kosovo, and also some councils were just that involved officials and representatives of religious groups and religious leaders, and also the cooperation of official administrations and NGOs, non-government organizations, and what is the impact of that just dialogues of interreligious dialogue, the dialogue of authority with religious groups and non-government organizations on the religious freedom in the country, and the second question for the representatives of the Ministry of Justice of Bosnia and Herzegovina. We have in Russia just a great problem that. Sometimes Ministry of Justice and local departments of Ministry of Justice, they want to control the situation in religious sphere by just registration or no registration of religious bodies, and especially new religious organizations and movements. So my question is. Is it a duty of Ministry of Justice to just hold a religious expertise of theology and literature of new religious movements or new religious organizations that want to register?
Thank you very
much. Thank
you. That second question was actually one of my questions, so I'm glad you asked it. Should we start with you responding to his question? I think it's
all. Yeah. Okay. Is it working? Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the question. So Kosovo, according to the constitution, is secular and neutral in matters of religious beliefs. It doesn't mean at all that the government institutions, when it comes to the policy making process, does not involve. Non-governmental sector and representatives of different religious institutions or organizations. I know that in the certain stage when it comes to the drafting laws or other instruments of legislation, all the time representatives from different religious communities participate and have a say into the decision-making process towards the policy-making. In particular, because of, I will be open to that, some sensitive issues related to the rights of communities, in particular of the religious, Kosovo went one step ahead and is implementing the highest international standards on human rights, and I think what is written in the Constitution of Kosovo and in the Ahtisaari's document, you cannot find in any other international document on human rights. Sometimes, though this is a very good step for Kosovo, sometimes it makes problems when it comes to the implementation into practice, because you need some financial resources, and here the situation becomes more complex when the decentralization program, which asks for creation of some municipalities which are very small, they cannot sustain financially, then you need to some allocation of extra funds from the government. So far, in terms of religious freedom, Kosovo is among the better states in assuring the religious freedom for all the communities and all individuals. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mortensen. We appreciate it. Ladies?
I didn't quite understand the question, but I do suppose that it pertains to a control of registry of the religion, different kinds of churches, from that, which comes from the ministry. The Ministry of Justice of Bosnia and Herzegovina is a is a organization that registers churches, and what we do is to implement a law to its full capacity, which means that the procedure that would So the Ministry of Justice needs to meet its deadlines, which would make a decision about the enrollment into the register of different churches. So I'm sorry, but the churches. So the Ministry of Justice has its legal right and needs to process its registration without, in case there rights, in case there are any violations or rights with the registration, there is a process of appeal. So with law, it is not permissible any kind of political or executive branch cannot have an influence on the process of registration. And in our praxis, we haven't been faced with these problems so far. Even if we didn't have we have not had any appeals as in regards to violation of rights when the church is trying to register with the Ministry of Justice.
Thank you very much. That was a very good answer. Thank you. Another question, sir, in the back. If you could state your name and where you're from.
My name is Thomas Phillips. I'm from Malaysia. I'm asking this question because I come from a multi-religious and multicultural society. Firstly, I'd like to ask the gentleman there. The first question is, I want to go back to the history of Bosnia. Why was the need for independence? Because it was a Serbia-Bosnia country as one country. Is it because of your religious beliefs that you wanted to be separate, or is there any other factors that contributed for you all to be separate from the country that you belong to? Because somehow we have the misconception that wherever there are Muslims, minority or group, certain percentage of group of Muslims, they want their own laws and the separation from, the country that they belong to. The second question that I would like to ask is, you said your country is secular country. What about the family law, the Sharia law that is being practiced by in most Muslim countries? Do you have one system of law, or you have two for the Muslims and non-Muslims? In our country, we have in certain areas for the Muslims the Sharia court for the family law or religious law, which they go there, and there's a civil law also. So how do you practice the law, the courts in your country? Thank you.
So as I understand your questions, the first one is, what role did religion play in the breakup of the former Yugoslavia, if at all? And then the second question is, you would like them to discuss the if they approach the legal systems as one or two, given that many of their citizens practice Sharia law? Okay. And that's for all of the panelists? Okay, good question. Go ahead, please.
Bosnia and Herzegovina is a unique legal, and when we have a continental law, so we do not implement or enforce Sharia law. There is also a question if the Muslims are a minority. In Bosnia and Herzegovina, a Muslim is are not a minority, they're actually a majority in Bosnia. So a question which pertains to why Yugoslavia fell apart was I lived in Yugoslavia, and in my opinion, Yugoslavia was a country with the good laws where we were able to, believe it or not, many rights. We were able to enjoy many rights, and a lot of highly developed countries would envy us. I am not Yugo-nostalgic, which is kind of something we say back in my country, but I do think that Yugoslavia was a good country, and I, as a Muslim, never felt like a citizen of a second class. I was never a second-class citizen treated like that in my country. I hope I answered your questions, and I've tried to do my best.
Thank you.
Adding a few things on this. All conflicts in former Yugoslavia did not start because of religious belief. These were more ethnic conflicts, and it was because of the overall campaign that Milosevic's regime at that time wanted to secure the Serbia's domination over the all republics of Yugoslav Federation. It started with Slovenia, and then with Croatia, then in Bosnia, and finally in Kosovo. So it was ethnic conflict. Related to your second question, in Kosovo there is one unique system, constitutional system, and Kosovo is secular and neutral to the matters of religion, so there is no parallel system of the laws, and laws of Shariat does not apply. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Sir.
İlhan Yıldız from Turkey. As far as my understanding, there are, three different ethnic groups in Bosnia. And I'm just wondering, are there any tension between religious groups, because I know there are many religious denominations in Bosnia. My question to Fazila Music and Slavka Alagic. Thank you.
Thank you.
The question about the question you asked about this. In regards to tensions between among the Croatians, Serbians, and Bosnians, looking from a legal aspect, I don't think that I would be able to recognize myself as something that we would identify that, oh yeah, this is it. Well, but as far as politics go, in which I don't really necessarily have a big role in, because I'm not really familiar with what exactly is happening with the politics today. I could definitely... I'm here as a representative of Bosnia and Herzegovina, as a Ministry of Justice and the executive branch. I am not really competitive to answer your question in regards to the attention to the question in regards to the tensions among different groups.